Hello, everyone. This is Roman Schwinn. The voices you're hearing on the Phil Henry program are done by Phil Henry, but not the people who call in. Those are real people. So for the dumbasses who think that Phil does all the voices, well, you're wrong. Phil just does the voices of the guests. Do you get it finally? Jesus.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And this is part six in our 14-part series, Women's Health. And we have on the line Chris Norton, who is a telemarketer from Hermosa Beach with a company called Scientific Research Company, doing some interesting research and doing it in a way, Chris, that you hope is going to draw a little attention to your company and a little attention to you in the pharmaceutical research field. Okay, is our guest there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here. I'm sorry. I moved away from the telephone for just a minute to turn my radio down.
You got some friends over?
We do have a couple of friends over right now, yes, sir.
Okay, let me repeat my question for you, Chris. I'm asking, did you, you're involved in a scientific, your company's called Scientific Research Company, doing research to kind of help you break out of the pack there at the pharmaceutical company you're working at? Would that be an accurate description?
Well, the thing that I'm trying to do, Mr. Henry, is to do something big enough that will move me up in the company, obviously, and that's going to be noticed by my company because we do develop pharmaceutical remedies, pharmaceutical agents, and modalities. So I'm hoping that what we're doing at Scientific Research is going to be something that's going to benefit people. But I mean, the problem we had over the weekend with women complaining about some of the controlled experiments that we were conducting, I think it's fair, and we made it very clear that this was not something about sex. And these complaints, this is science, it's not sex.
And all right, well, the complaints were that the women, what were the...
I'm saying that I need to go to the next level. I've done enough telemarketing. I need to be recognized for my contributions, and what we wanted to do was something scientific, not sexual.
All right, so what you're doing is an experiment that has to do with sex?
No, sir, it doesn't. It has to do with the way the body breaks down certain components. And the idea came to us on Friday night. We were at the Rusty Pelican, which is a place where we do like to relax. And we were talking about St. Patrick's Day, where they serve green beer. And I've noticed on St. Patrick's Day that green beer comes out the same in men, but I did not know if it comes out the same in women. And I have a lot of relationships, and naturally you share the details of a relationship, including, and I'm saying this to be as delicate as I can, but I have seen women, you know, after they've peed, but I don't know if when they drink green beer it comes out the same. I've never seen a woman pee after she had green beer. Okay, and I'm trying to say it as best way I can.
Well, this is bizarre, man. You've never seen a woman. All right, so what's the nature of the experiment?
The nature of the experiment, Mr. Henry, is if green dye and beer, it got me to thinking if the green dye and beer affects women differently than it does men. Does it throw off their reproductive cycle? Does it hinder conception? Does it cause cysts? Does it cause any discomfort? Lance Germain, who is my manager and also a partner with me in Scientific Research Company, we decided to do some chemical research and analysis. And we sought out females in a controlled experiment to see if the dye in beer, green beer, to see if it's broken down the same. If it is, it comes out the same. If it isn't, then it comes out green.
And you wanted to find out if green beer, when a man urinates, it comes out, it doesn't look green.
That's right. And we want to see if it came out green in women, but we don't know. Okay.
But you want to know whether women's body breaks down the dye in green beer the same as men?
Yes, sir, we did. And we simply have women come into our research center. We provided beakers in a private environment, and the only thing is that we had to videotape the elimination process for proof that it is the urine from the woman who drank the green beer. So we videotaped them drinking green beer and then eliminating, if you will, into these beakers. So we videotaped them drinking and peeing. And this is not about...
Well, what the women, obviously the women are going to complain about this, man, you know, because it sounds to me like something that is very unusual. It's unusual to be conducting an experiment of this nature.
We were just trying... trying to see if green beer had any adverse effects on a female reproductive system. That's all we're trying to do.
Okay, so now you got women complaining.
Yeah, but the complaints were these women came up to my apartment with the understanding that they were going to have sex with me.
And why did you think they'd have sex with you?
Because I'm a very handsome guy, and a lot of the women just thought that I was very interesting and very fascinating to talk to because I was talking about scientific stuff that women find as fascinating. And they came up, and when I told them, no, I would not have sex with them, that this was going to be strictly for science, then they complained. And
they complained to who? They complained to your...
They complained to my employer.
The scientific, the pharmaceutical company you work for?
Yeah, because I'm doing this under our own company. And I told them...
Well, how do you know... All right, so they complained that you would not have sex with them, that they were simply peeing into a beaker and drinking beer.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here and tell you that I think... that they were complaining that you had them doing that in the first place, not that they were going to, that they didn't have sex. I think they didn't, they thought maybe it was sexual.
Well, that what was? Mr. Henry, I talked to Lance Germain, I talked to two of the young ladies, and...
That what was? That you're having them drinking green beer, peeing into beakers, and you're videotaping all of this. I'm going out on a limb now.
No, sir, that was not the case. The case was, I told them up front that they would be drinking green beer and peeing into a beaker, and that I would videotape it, and they came up thinking that we would have sex later, and that's what they complained about.
You told them, come on up to my apartment and pee into a beaker and drink some green beer?
I told them that when we got up to the research center, yeah.
When you say research center, are you talking about, what are you talking about?
That right now is my apartment, yeah, but it will be the research center full time. But I will prove it.
No, here's what I think happened, Chris, and I'm just going, like I said, I'm going on a limb. By the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton with this story here. And
Sir, Mr. Henry, it's not a story.
Hold on for a minute. With this story here about a guy and his friend Lance Germain having women come up to their apartment, they want to know the effects of green beer on women as opposed to men and whether or not it makes them pee green. Which doesn't sound very scientific to me. So you have these women come up to your apartment, pee into a beaker, and you're videotaping this.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And you don't understand why they got upset.
They got upset because they...
You think it's because that you wouldn't have sex with them?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, I'm telling you, the reason why they got upset is because they didn't want to be videotaped drinking green beer and peeing into a beaker. Okay?
We showed them release forms that would say they did not, that these videotapes were going to be for clinical research only. And
who signs them?
They do.
Do you sign them?
No, sir. There's no need for me to sign them.
Yeah, there's a need. You're telling them that you're only going to use these videotapes for clinical research and that they're the ones signing and you're not, so what's the guarantee?
The guarantee... I told them I guarantee that these tapes would never be used for sex, and they'd only be used for clinical research.
Well, you got yourself a problem because you got a couple of these women complaining to your employer that these tapes that you were making of them or attempted to make of them or wanted to make of them were sexual in nature, and that this had nothing to do with them wanting to be with you, Mr. Norton. But that's the excuse he's given here. And I've never heard of any kind of scientific research being done on whether or not green beer makes you pee green. Now, Mr. Norton says he knows that it doesn't make him pee green, but he's never seen a woman do it after she's drank green beer. And they wanted to videotape them drinking green beer and then peeing into beakers to see if it comes out green. And I asked him what for, and he said to see if it has any adverse effect on women's reproductive health. You got to be putting me on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, part six of our 14-part series, Women's Health. Christopher Norton and Lance Germain operate a company called Scientific Research, Scientific Research Company. You guys wanted to conduct an experiment to see if women who drank green beer on St. Patrick's Day peed green, and you know that men don't.
Yes, sir, I know. know that men don't, right.
Then what makes you think women would?
I don't know if their bodies are different in that way. And all we were asking is if women would come to the research center and pee into a beaker so we could see if it came out green. And we wanted to videotape it to prove that we were doing it. If when we sent the results along to the pharmaceutical company, that they'd know that this was the urine that came out of the women that drank the green beer. I'm a scientist in the making. I'm doing this research to further my career. I'm not interested in these women's charges against me as some kind of pervert, because I'm not a pervert.
You're claiming you're not a pervert, that you wanted to do this, you'd conduct this scientific experiment to see if women peed green after drinking green beer.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely the truth. And I think you can judge people. That's easy. But try to give some faith in people and try to have some faith in people, I think that's very, very hard. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Here is Jamie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Jamie, go ahead.
Why would you even consider doing this? I mean...
Go ahead, Jamie.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Okay.
What was her question?
She's still asking it. Go ahead.
Why would you even consider doing this?
Because we were... basically, we were at the Rusty Pelican on a Friday night, and they had an advertisement that said St. Patrick's Day green beer. And at that time, I had told my friend that I drank green beer on St. Patrick's Day, and that I had never, when I went to pee, that was not green.
But why would you think women would?
Because I've never seen a woman after when she pees after drinking green beer.
But our bodies are built pretty well the same.
Well, I mean all I'm saying is I want to prove that, because I don't know. And
what were you thinking, that a woman drinks green beer and she's going to pee green?
It's possible. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
I don't see how that was possible. I mean, it's just
have
food
you ever
coloring.
Well, let me ask something. Have you ever drank green beer?
Well, no. But
okay,
have you ever ate a cookie that's got food coloring
in it?
So
you don't know. I mean, when you pee, what color?
Don't answer that question, okay?
Well, I'm just... Why can't she answer that question?
Because she doesn't drink green beer. She said she's never drunk green beer.
When I eat a cookie? What are you talking about, a cookie?
I mean... There's other things that are made that have food coloring in them.
Well, I'm just saying about green beer. I don't know about no other stuff that's made other than that.
And you wanted to find out if women pee green, unlike men.
Yes, I did.
So you invite them up to your scientific research center. I'm
concerned for the well-being of women everywhere. I don't want women's private area to get messed up because of green beer is all I'm saying. And I'm sure the lady can understand that.
So you invite them up. They drink green beer, you videotape that, and you videotape them peeing into a beaker.
Well, that's what we wanted to do, and they thought there were... If you drink red Kool-Aid, what color does that come out?
Is the lady still there in Grand City?
Yes,
you go...
I'm
all
here.
Right, so who are you asking that?
I'm asking her.
When I drink red Kool-Aid?
What colors come out?
It's still the same color as always. It's still kind of yellow or clear or whatever.
And that's not lemonade you drink.
No, red Kool-Aid. She just said it.
Red Kool-Aid.
Well,
just
that's,
like
that's hard to believe.
Green
why?
Kool-Aid. They
why
have green Kool-Aid.
Why would it?
Because of the body's filtering process. Okay? Look, man, you know, I don't want to say anything graphic, but I don't eat any brown food. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean like when you go number two?
Yeah.
Well, I do.
Okay, anyway, Jamie, thank you for your call. Here is Angie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, we're doing what most women need, to drink six beers in order to pee into the beaker.
Yeah, but I was just wondering, okay, say for someone, for instance, someone drinks coffee or, you know, like you mentioned, green Kool-Aid.
Right,
I mean,
but that's not dye. That's not dye. With a green dye, might have a different effect when mixed with the hops and barley from beer. It might look different coming out of a woman. And
now,
we wanted to see what it looked
like. Why
would
it look different?
We wanted to see what it looks like. I mean,
why would you need to videotape it?
To prove that the green pee was coming out of the women what had the green beer.
Okay, say for instance there was a dye in it. I mean, couldn't you test it to make sure? Obviously.
All I'm saying is it was a simple experiment. The women drink the green beer, and then they pee, and we see what it coming out.
Yeah, I mean,
with urine, you would have a dye in it.
I mean, you can tell what is urine and what is dye. I mean, that's why they test for things to see
what
if you have drugs
things?
In
all
your
you
system.
All you have to do is see if the pee comes out green.
Why do people drug test?
Well, it's easier to see if the pee is
coming
out green.
How can you tell if someone's been on drugs from a drug test?
You can't unless
you
drug test.
Yes, you can.
But
I mean, why would you pee in a cup if...
You can't see drugs in the pee, but you can see the green dye in the pee, okay? That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't
Come
make
on,
any sense.
Man.
Yeah, it makes sense.
No, wait a minute. You're talking about... Look, that's a good point she made. If somebody takes speed or someone takes some kind of chemical and they urinate for drug testing, okay, they have to put it through some sort of a test. They have to run it through some kind of a, I don't know, some kind of a chemical analysis, okay?
Yeah.
So why don't you do that with the green dye?
Well, I still have to see them pee, don't I?
No, you don't have to see them do it. You can, I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's cheaper just to see it than pay a lab to test each pee. Okay? So I hope people understand. This is science. This is not a bunch of stuff. And women have different systems than men. I've had green beer, and my pee's still the same, but women have all kinds of hormones and stuff that could change the color. Look what happens to women every month. They go out of their minds, they lose control of their minds, and they can hurt you. And okay, what I'm saying? So then
what do you mean they could hurt you? Are you talking about having a normal menstrual cycle?
That's what I'm talking about, yes. So if that happens, why wouldn't they be... All I'm trying to say, Mr.
Well, look at Mr. Norton. Further, I'd like to know what your chemical credentials are, but this doesn't sound like much of an experiment. Here is David on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I just tuned into this, and I'm not sure what is up with this guy. I'm a doctor, and
okay, that's
I can
good.
Prove that his
that's good.
Your experiments are totally fraudulent. You say you're looking for. Changes in the menstrual cycle, changes in...
We just want to know if a woman can pee green after green beer.
Yes, but you also said that you were looking for ovarian cysts.
No,
you were looking for...
If the pee came out green, maybe that causes cancer.
Were you doing any kind of... How can you tell if something is causing a cyst without doing an ultrasound? Let me ask you that.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of an ultrasound?
At this particular time...
Do you know anything about medicine at all?
At this particular time, no, I don't.
All right, well, let's just go for this. So let's say women, unlike men, pee green.
I think that's significant. I would take that to a chemical area. Wouldn't you? I mean, you're a doctor.
Tell me what kind of test you would run after that. If
I don't have
any medical background at all.
I don't have any of your fancy machines. I'm a working man, and I'm trying to work my way up the ladder.
So what business do you have?
By having a woman pee into a jar.
What business do you have conducting medical experiments if you, by your own assessment, don't have any chemical background?
You got an answer for that, Chris?
Because now what he's doing is he's using word games. That's all you're doing.
I'm just asking you to tell
you're
me what
using
kind of
word games.
What kind of business
Let me ask
you have
something.
Doing?
If I'm not sexually harassing a woman and I just say pee in a jar, how's that sexually harassing her?
That's not the question. The
well,
question
okay.
is, do you have any medical background
to
conduct a medical experiment?
You're trying to make me look bad. And
the guy's asking you a question. Do you have a medical background?
Technically, no, I do not.
Then why are you?
Are you a chemist of any kind?
At the present time, I do not.
So if you saw green pee in a jar, what would you even know what to do with that?
If we videotape it, first of all, I think that what I'm doing is different, and there may be some jealousy. I don't know, but I also would say that
jealous of what? The fact that you're the first guy to pee green pee to videotape pee? I don't understand.
What I'm saying is. If you're jealous of me, just say so.
Hey, Chris, man, I'm really jealous of you, you know? Can you tell me more about your business so I can learn how to videotape women peeing into a jar?
Okay, that's all.
That proves the point.
Yeah,
right
he
there.
Hung up. All right, thank you very much. Look at that. He hung up on me. Are you a doctor? No. Are you a chemist? No. What are you going to do if it just so happens? What if it came out radioactive? What if it glowed in the dark? What are you going to do with it then? Gee, I haven't thought about that. I just wanted to see if it came out green. You know, I stopped doing experiments like that when I was 5. Well, okay, that's not true. I stopped doing experiments like that when I was 35. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're just talking about this Chris Norton with the jars and the beakers, and do you pee green? And I didn't ask Craig that. Do you pee green into your suit, man? Okay, so anyway, speaking of you surfers, speaking of scientific experiments, did you ever go out and do one of those? Did you ever do one of these things where the universities put an ad in the newspaper and it says wanted certain person to do this, that, or something else? So a friend of mine did. This is back in the day, and we were all like punk kids, and he didn't have a job. I did. So he was always like borrowing money from people, this friend. So I said, you got to get a job, man. So he looks in the paper one day, and he sees an ad for people to come down to a local university. I forget which one it was. It might have been USC. Go down to USC and drink. They wanted to observe and monitor you while you drank. And just your favorite drink, you know. Beer. This guy used to drink Rusty Nails. Now, I don't know what a Rusty Nail is. I think it's whiskey and whatever the hell. And so the guy goes down there, and for $20, 3 hours, he drank. And these people asked him questions and took his blood and all this crap. And what was funny about it, I think, is that they were asking questions. Well, this dude that I knew did a lot of head trips on people. You know, he was real. He could just BS people six ways to sunset, man, upside down, inside out. So he sat there for 3 hours bullcrapping these university students who thought they were getting the real deal out of this guy. Meanwhile, he's stealing their money. And, oh, by the way, we just found out what's in a rusty nail, whiskey and green pea. Thanks for that, Craig. So so he's sitting there. He's just tripping with these people, giving them all kinds of bullcrap. You know, they're doing these science stories or these scientific studies, drinking their whiskey. All day. I thought, you know, that's really cool if you could find a job like that every day. Every day you look in the paper, you can give blood one day, you can go and mate with a white ape the next day, you can drink Rusty Nails the next day, and that's your job. These day jobs where it's less hazard than day trading, where you answer ads in the newspapers and you go out to these universities and you sit with these university students. I never did it. And I never sold blood either. I mean, it was never that destitute for me. But I remember when I was a kid, I'd hear about that. I thought, what a cool thing to do. What's that, Melissa? Somebody you used to date was part of a UCLA psychiatric study. He had anxiety attacks, so he got free drugs that they tested on him. So in other words, he'd go down there, every like 2 days a week and get stoned on these drugs? And then he'd turn around and sell them? Good job. All right. That's like Mike when he got the Vicodin for his shoulder, and I saw him out here with some high school kids. I'm kidding. He didn't do that. He sold them to me. But I thought when I was a kid, well, that's kind of a cool job. Well, what the hell are you talking about? Well, did you see in the paper here? What? You can go down and sell your blood and get like $10. How cool is that? What are you talking about, you idiot kid? No, really. You never have to work again, man. Just go down and sell your blood. So when I was like six, that's what most kids want to be, firemen and, you know, garbage men. And I wanted to sell my blood. First job I wanted to have, selling my blood. Now, the other thing, this sperm donation bullcrap for $30 a pop, if you will. What's that about? Hey, look at this Schaefer. As soon as I mention sperm, he's like, I'm there. What are you talking about, man? You did that? You knew a guy? Good. So long as it's nobody here, okay? Well, first of all, I'm shooting blank, so that's the end of that romance, you know? Yeah, 4 years ago, man, it was the old, it was the big V for me, big snip for me, and that's the end of that romance, Jim. It's over. But you two guys, stay away, because nobody's going to want your stuff. Get out of here. Not you, Schaefer. Forget it. Often I think back, you want to know something? I've never had not one single solitary regret about the big snip. Never, ever, not once have I looked back and said, oh, gee, I wish I hadn't have done that. Never. I mean, it's cool. It's the coolest thing. I mean, it was right for me, you know. These clowns that have it done and then they have to have it reconnected, you must be some kind of real space cadet. You need some serious trouble. What is up with you anyway, Jim? You go out, you get talked to this by some. That's like getting a chick's name tattooed on your chest. You're going to have to change 6 months later. What is that? Which, by the way, I owe my wife a chest tattoo. I swear to God, before the summer comes out, I have got to get the chest tattoo going. I got to get Maria Siempre on my chest. And I was going to use our buddy Johan's tattoo guy, but I don't know where the hell that guy is now. I forget. Sometimes, according to Melissa, the tube that gets snipped grows back after 20 years, and you can get somebody pregnant again. Bull crap. Not if they do it right, it doesn't. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so it's like doing that. You know, you have a vasectomy because you're in love with this woman and she's a career woman or something. Maybe you don't want to have any more kids because you had four, you had three, you've already had your two, your wife and you were divorced, or maybe you're still together and you just don't think that you want to do that anymore. And then all of a sudden you guys go through some life-changing situation. You survive a plane crash, an air-to-surface missile attack or something, and you decide you want children and then you got to go back and have it reconnected, which is not easy. Some knucklehead, the tailor, you got to be full of crap. You knew a guy that had it done, had a kid, then he got it done again, had another kid, then he had it done again, then he had a kid and he got it done again. No more kids. How many times this guy had it done? Four times? How many doctors did he sue? How many hospitals did he detonate with dynamite? How many lobbies of hospitals did he drive through in his SUV? What are you talking about? The first time this freaking guy goes to, you know, Dr. Wong underneath the blinking freaking chop suey sign. What the hell is this guy? Where's he going? In the freaking Philippines, I get the answer. Four times this guy goes to get a vasectomy, and he went back to the same doctor. Four kids later, that's just begging for trouble. That's just dumb. Is this guy a brain surgeon or what? Don't answer that. Let me ask you this. How many kids did he throw out of a car window? Good Lord. Four vasectomies, four... Six freaking kids after four vasectomies? They couldn't get it right four times. The guy goes back, finally they got it right. You're talking about kid after kid sailing out of the passenger side window of that Range Rover as Brad Pitt's driving down PCH. Kid after kid. You know what the problem is? When you get your vasectomy in the back of a van in the parking lot at the Forum, that's, you know, you see, it just, you really got to pick your doctors better than that. Vasectomy, yeah. Go in the back of that bus there. I'll do it at halftime. I mean, I bought a T-shirt off of a guy on a huge, had this big bus parked outside of a Ram game in Anaheim Stadium years ago, and I went and I bought a T-shirt. It said Dallas Sucks on it. I thought it was worth the money, but I ain't going back there for a vasectomy. No thank you. Also, a folding table and a dirty knife, that's a bad sign. You don't want to go to a bus that says abortions and vasectomy, third bus on the left. Don't go there, and you'll be fine. Out of your mind. Seriously, what do you do? Is there anybody left? Is there anybody left alive after four vasectomies and four kids? Is the world, I mean, is there no scorched earth policy? Just, you know, you're freaking Sherman going to the sea, man. You're just burning everything in your sight. Wow. No kidding. You got to be dumb. You got to be dumb to go back and get four vasectomies when you keep having a kid. And maybe to the same doctor, maybe to a different doctor. Because what I do is, if I'm in the Philippines and I had a vasectomy, then I have a kid, then I have a vasectomy, then I have another kid, I move from the Philippines. I don't go to another doctor. I move out of the country. Have it done somewhere else. Someplace that's advanced, like Burma. Like a witch doctor in Burma. It ain't even called Burma anymore. Do you know that country's changed names? What's it called? I forget. But I'll go there for a vasectomy. I don't give a crap. What's that mean? You should be given a free ride for whatever you end up doing. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We have $117,476 bucks toward my friend's place with the sale of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl. If you'd like to buy it, 877-616-PHIL. All the money goes to my friend's place. We don't take any. 877-616-PHIL, $20 plus $350 shipping and handling. And we're really happy to do that for my friend's place. We're going to do a sale of our picture disc vinyl. Well, everything, actually, that we have, our CD and our picture disc. We're going to be at Yankee Doodles, which is a nice sports bar in the Valley, Woodland Hills, and that's going to be on the 31st between noon and 2, if you'd like to visit us there, and you want to kick in with some bread, that would be a really sweet thing. And again, we are, you know, talking about, you know, John Phillips and the Mamas and Papas. It was significant for me when I heard about him. Actually, also, who else died? Glenn Hughes from Village People? So that whole They Die in Threes thing. And that isn't that Deadpool They Die in Threes thing getting so old you want to stab somebody in the eye? Okay, they die in threes. Who do you think it'll be? You want to just stab someone. Stop it. Anyway, poor John Phillips, and Melissa said, it's funny, somebody was so significant hearing about him dying, that he said, I'm going to remember where I was. And I don't know that it will quite have that effect on me, but I know how people feel that way. And then somebody had said to Melissa, you know, I remember where I was when Kennedy died. And Melissa says, when did Teddy Kennedy die? Isn't he still... When did Teddy didn't die at Chappaquiddick, hon. He's fine. He's okay. He tried to kill himself. He's still around. So anyway, that's the extent of that. But again, join us at the wonderful Yankee Doodles there in the Valley on March 31st. Where were you when Teddy Kennedy died? That'll be on March 31st, and it's going to be from noon to 2, and we'll be selling the picture disc vinyl and our CD, and that's going to be it. Then we are concluding our sales for this year of the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2000 CD and album. It's been fun. It's been sweet. We appreciate all of your help. We couldn't do it without you, but that's just the way it is, okay? Thank you from all of us to all of you, Phil Henry Show. 117 Gs. That's beautiful. Say, Melissa, where were you when Teddy Kennedy died?
Phil Henry.
You need to get a grip and realize what life is about. Okay?
Oh, you're going to tell me now?
Yeah. You make it seem like you've got all the problems in the world and you have all the answers.
Hey.
You know, you don't have any problems. You spend $100 a month on your rent, and that's too much for you. You can't even pay that.
You know, hey, I'm paying
Try
it, man.
Try being a single mother, raising your child.
Where's your man?
You know,
where's
my
your man?
Man is gone.
Okay, that's really good, intelligent picking a man on your part. You should have picked me.
My man is dead. Is that okay with you?
How'd he die? Would he fall off a cliff or something? What
no,
happened
he
to
died
him?
In an accident.
Well, he should have looked where he was
you
going.
Swear that everybody... You know? Everybody.
Wait, Dave. This is a woman who lost her husband. Can't you have some...
All I said was he should have looked where he was going.
What do you mean he should have looked where he was going? He got hit by a drunk driver. By a dumbass like you that thought he had everything figured out.
Hey, at least I'm staying with
my... Who do you think you are?
How much do you pay?
You don't support your children. You can't even pay your rent on time. And that's to your own mother. What kind of an asshole are you?
I'm going to be paying her next month
you're
on the
gonna
2nd.
You're going to be paying her. And you're going to be making it. And you're going to be getting a career. Well, let me tell you something. I am not college educated. Okay?
What do you
I
work?
Am barely a high school graduate.
Which Taco Bell do you work
to
at?
To support my son and to support my family and to realize that you can't be saying, well, I'm just going to do it on my own because I refuse to kiss somebody's ass.
Hey, when
you
sandwiches...
You've got to get down and get on your knees and kiss ass sometimes, or else you're not going to be anything like you are.
But
you're
Mona,
nothing.
Okay, but you know what you need to do? You got to pick a man who knows how to drive. Because
would you stop that?
No, you're a dumbass.
Well,
you're a dumbass. You have no respect for anybody but yourself, and that's why you're never going to get anywhere. You know, we can't all be wrong. Everyone is coming on here and talking smack
right, yeah.
to you.
And you're the dude who's saying that you're right, everyone's wrong, everybody's pussy. This lady lost her husband to a drunk driver. It wasn't him that was not driving right, okay?
Well, I mean, what do you want me to say, man? All I'm saying is when Sandwiches on the Run gets established, you can come work for me, Mona.
I don't want to work for you. I wouldn't work for you.
Why wouldn't
because
you?
Because your ass is the one ass I would never kiss.
Hey, let me tell you. Sandwiches on the Run, we're going to have bologna, like three kinds of bologna sandwiches.
You know what? I don't care what kind of sandwiches you're going to have. I don't. You know,
why
you're
not,
coming
man?
On here talking smack about everybody else's life.
Three kinds of bologna.
Telling a college-educated woman that she's a pussy?
Yeah, Gio.
Come on, now.
Hey, so now that your old man's dead, can I ask you, are you single?
Yeah, I am single, but guess what? You'd never have a chance, so don't even think about it.
You want to have a beer?
Get out of here. Have some respect.
That is the most disgusting thing. For you to ask me if I want to have a beer with you.
Absolutely. You got a woman at home. You got two children.
I'm
young, man. You can afford a beer, but you can't afford to pay for your children or your rent?
You can go out.
What kind of an imbecile does that make you?
If you come to work for me, I won't make you carry the sandwich cooler.
You're a dumbass. I don't even want to speak to you. You know what? We cannot all be wrong. Everyone agrees. There is a general consensus on this radio that you are a grade A American, typical number one dumb ass.
You know something? Everybody is a failure. I'm going to be. And let me tell you something else. Beers are a lot cheaper than kids.
Reality is, oh, God. Then you shouldn't have had them. You shouldn't have laid down and had them.
Hey,
you shouldn't have laid down and had them.
But I'm a man. I must have
the
sex.
You think about what your kids are going to come say to you in 15 years when they're grown. And you, if you think you can look at them in the face and say that to them, then you're nothing. You're nothing of a man. I'd like to see you look in your children's faces and say,
I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy.
Beer is cheaper than you were.
I hope you're happy. You beat me down, man. You beat me down. You beat down my self-esteem and everything.
That's good.
That's good?
You need to go to your children, and you need to get down on your knees, and you need to promise to take care of your children instead of just spending all your money on alcohol.
I could be in the kitchen right now. I could be in the kitchen right now helping my girlfriend make egg salad sandwiches, but you beat me down.
Well, that's too bad.
I feel like a pussy now.
You are a pussy. You should feel like one.
You made me feel like I'm all pussed out and everything.
Well, that's what you did to every other person that's called today. Every other person that's called, you've beat them down and made them feel like crap. But you're not doing that.
No, I don't even want
to
go in the kitchen and make...
I have pulled myself up from the gutter.
I don't want to even make
individual.
Those lean ham sandwiches for Sandwiches on the Run.
Look, dude, go make some, okay? Go make some sandwiches.
I feel like a pussy.
Good. Good. Go look at your children and tell your children how much of a pussy you feel like. And try to make up all the wrong that you've been doing and all the bad things you've been saying to other people. You try to make that up to your children. You spend your life trying to make it up to your children. Don't worry about me and don't worry about the other people. Worry about your children.
Why did you belch?
Because I'm having a beer.
You're having a beer.
Whoa, is that against the law now all of a sudden, man?
No, it's not against the law, but it's just annoying that you can sit there and spend your money on alcohol or things like that that you don't really need. When you could be giving that money to your mother or to your children.
My kids are going to help me sell sandwiches on the Run, man. You'll see.
Well,
okay, that's good.
For your children.
All right, look at Mona.
Mona,
I couldn't have said it better. And
so are you busy Friday night, or?
Yes, I'm very busy.
Hold on for just a minute.
Now what are you doing?
Who knows what he's doing?
Now I can't have a bong hit?
Okay, that's it. The dude's doing bong hits.
See, he's an idiot.
He's a fruitcase.
He's got money for drugs and alcohol, and like I said before, you're the one that's got to look in your children's faces from either behind a prison wall or from some other ugly place, and you've got to explain to them where you screwed up.
What did you say?
Phil